This is Brian Van Meter, and you're listening to Rewind Podcast.
Hi, you're listening to the Rewind Podcast. My name's Richard, and this is show number 9. And I'm going to call this one the Summer Special, because every song on the show today is going to get you into the mood for summer. The sun's out, it's warm, everyone's having barbecues, running about in their shorts and t-shirts. So don your swimming trunks, grab your sunglasses, put on your sun cream, because this show is going to be nothing but sun, sand, sea and songs. So I'm desperate to get into the sunshine myself, so let's get on with the show. This first band are what the summer's all about. They write red hot, highly energised, roll your car windows down and turn it up louder kind of music. They're called Matthews. They're from Chicago, Illinois, and are Chris Hattam on vocals and guitar, Brian Tash on bass, Greg Shanahan on guitar and keys, and Nick Scalese on drums. The Matthews are a punk pop band who use keyboards and guitars to write amazing songs that are fast paced and never seem to drop a beat. Their relentless passion for what they do comes through in each line they play. These guys will have you singing along so hard you think your lungs are going to catch fire. So jump in the pool and cool off, because this is Matthews with Freaks Go All The Way. Now this next band are from Knoxville, Tennessee, and are called Third Grade Haters. It's Jimmy on vocals and guitar, Andy on bass, and Chris on drums. Now these guys sound like the love child of the White Stripes and Jet. They're absolutely mind-blowing. And I'm not going to try and make my own comment about them, I'll just read it straight from their website. Here goes. The Third Grade Haters are the loudest, craziest and full-on rock and roll band to hit the scene in years. They scream, break things and will come and burn your house down if you let them. The Haters set the stage on fire and play through the flames. Live, Third Grade Haters will blow your brains clear through the back of your head and leave your body flopping around like a helpless ragdoll shaking on the floor. Bassist Andy Jones pronounces, "We need to make the kids dance till their legs buckle, scream till their lungs pop and leave them begging for more." Third Grade Haters believe that sometimes people just need to be reminded that there is a certain way for things to be done. Who can argue with that? Now, if you want to find out a little bit more about the band, head over to www.myspace.com/thethirdgradehaters. This is the tremendous band Third Grade Haters with the song Be Mine. Now it's time for Rewind's Guide to Becoming a Rockstar. This is step 9, songwriting. Now I wasn't too sure whether to include this step or not, and I probably should have done it nearer the beginning. But hey, no one's perfect, so here I go. Now, songwriting to me is a little bit like dancing. Bear with me with this one, I promise it'll make sense. Because like dancing, you get those that take to it like a duck to water, and those who start off dancing like they've been given an electric shock. But with a little practice, everyone does get better. Now, if you're one of those people whose songwriting isn't the best, I suggest a few basics to get you started. The first thing to remember is basically songs are split into verse, choruses and middle eights. So if you write a few verses, a catchy chorus and a middle eight, throw it all together like verse, chorus, middle eight, chorus, you're halfway there. And if you listen to a band like Bon Jovi who does exactly that, they managed to be successful, so there's no reason you couldn't. Next is to use sensible rhyming words. Even buy a rhyming dictionary if it helps, because only too often do people write sloppy songs and just use any word that rhymes. For instance, a lyric like, "Oh, from across the room, I saw the beauty in her." Now, someone who writes sloppy could easily put, "Oh, from across the room, I saw the beauty in her, dressed in fur." Yeah, that just doesn't work, does it? The big piece of advice would be to write about what you know. If you're writing about what you know, things should flow a lot easier. And most importantly, listen to bands you like, dissect their songs and see how they're structured, how they flow, and how they make the choruses work. Now get out there and write some awesome songs and send them to the show at rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. Now this next artist is from Orlando, Florida and is called Sail by the Stars and is a solo project of one super talented man called Josh. Why is this guy super talented? Because not only does he write all the songs by himself, but he also plays all the instruments by himself. Now, Sail by the Star produces some of the happiest, upbeat music I've ever heard, and it's hard not to listen to the music without feeling a little smile spread across your face. If I was to compare Sail by the Stars to another artist, it would probably be Never Shout Never or Steven Jerzak. But it's hard to compare Sail by the Stars to anyone else, as the music stands out by itself, totally unique. Now, I don't know if you can tell, but I really, really like this artist. So to summarise, Sail by the Stars is like a blast of sunshine in your speakers. Visit the band at www.sailbythestars.net. Now here is Sail by the Stars with a song that is definitely made for the summer called I Wish I May, I Wish I Might.
These sleepless nights won't mean a thing. Come tomorrow I'll be dreaming the day away inside my head again. the moonlight and the cool night air, reminding me of why I'm here. I lay awake in my old bed and stare. And I can't bring myself tonight to shut my eyes, turn off the lights. I hope there's some way. If I stay up late, the stars will shine so bright. And oh, I try to fall asleep. I hear the floorboards creak beneath my bed. I pull the sheets over my head. And I can't be scared tonight. I need to close my eyes. Just pretend that all the monsters in my room are my dear friends. Oh, I know I'll never know why I'm still here. Why I can't fall asleep to save my life. It's getting late, but I'm not tired. Try so hard to make my wish. I love it fast, eleven ends. I'll never tell the whole world what my biggest secret is. Tonight, shut my eyes, turn off the lights. I hope that some way, if I stay up late, the stars will shine so bright. And oh, I try to fall asleep. I hear the floorboards creak beneath my bed. I pull the sheets over my head. And I can't be scared tonight. I need to close my eyes and just pretend that all the monsters in my room are my dear friends. And I wanna know what I'll be dreaming of when I get my eyes too close. And I wanna know what I'll be dreaming of when I get my eyes too close. Someday soon, my sleepless nights won't mean a thing. Come tomorrow, we'll be singing. We need to close our eyes and make believe. And oh, I try to fall asleep. I hear the floorboards creak beneath my bed. I pull the sheets over my head. And I can't be scared tonight. Tonight, shut my eyes, turn off the lights. I hope that some way, if I stay up late, the stars will shine so bright.
I'll just take a quick minute of time to let you know a couple of things. First thing is, Friends of the Show Tonight Alive have released a new video for their great song, Wasting Away. And the video can be found at www.myspace.com/tonightalive. Now, these guys are doing amazingly well at the moment, and they're one of my favourite bands. And I'll tell you one thing, the fuse is lit for this band, and it's only a matter of time before they explode onto the world music scene. So get in before anybody else, head over to the website, buy their new album, and enjoy. Next, if anyone is looking for superb audio digital equipment, head over to Olympus and check out the LS series. At this moment in time, I'm using the LS11, which I can say is an absolutely phenomenal piece of kit. So if you're looking for some good audio digital recorders, head over to Olympus and check out the LS series. Today's interview is with the multi-talented, hugely successful internet phenomenon that is Brian Van Meter. Now Brian writes some amazing tracks and is actually a pretty cool guy. So if you like what you hear today and want to hear more, then why not head over to myspace.com/Brian Van Meter. Or download his chart-topping self-titled album on iTunes. Welcome to the show today, Brian Van Meter. Hi, Brian. How's things?
Very good, Rich.
Excellent. Are you not up to much today?
My wife had the day too, so we went out shopping and spending downtown Nashville. It's probably 80 degrees out right now, so it's a beautiful day.
Wow, that's pretty warm.
Yeah, it's it's 83 degrees right now. Sunny and beautiful, and I bought me my first pair of shorts for the season, so I'm shining out my white legs. So that's cool.
Just for the listeners out there, do you want to just introduce who you are and what you do for those that don't know?
I'm an independent artist, sort of a solo artist. The band name is my name, Brian Van Meter. It's my ID. And I write songs and I perform songs, and I write songs with other people, write songs for people. My solo career is on the, I have a few TV and NBC and ABC and a few placements on TV programs and stuff. And then on MySpace is pretty big. I have like 25,000-30,000 fans on there. So so just doing just a little solo artist thing by myself. And yeah, it's been really fun. I mean, I've been writing and playing guitar and singing for at least 16 and since I was 16, so about 12 years. I'm 28 right now. I live in Nashville.
Excellent. So how would you go about describing your music?
It's different from other people. So it's unique acoustic type songs, but I love playing electric guitar. I love playing with a rock band, and so it's really interesting because it's not I'm an acoustic type of solo artist, but also my songs are really catered to like a rock band type thing because I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock like Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles and Steve Miller Band and Bob Dylan.
I was going to say, I'm a huge Beatles fan as well. What kind of Beatles songs are your favorites?
Well, today I was listening to a Revolver album, and it was a perfect good That's day sunshine. Song. And I posted that up on my. I usually can to describe my days in a Beatles song, you know, in a Beatles title for a track. But I was listening to Revolver today. It's a really good track. I like listening to like their older.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Although I think George Harrison is like the unsung hero because all of his songs are amazing. I think.
Yeah, you dig his. Yeah, I don't know, man. We always joke around like whenever me and my buddies are walking across the street downtown, like when we cross the the little walk crossway when you cross the intersection. And we always do the Abbey Road thing, and then we always ask each other, you know, which of the Beatles would you be, and I always wanted to be John Lennon because, you know, he died early. You know, it's good to he's just the legend of the group, and he got to get out of this
he's
place
the coolest one. There's no doubt about it. Obviously, they wrote songs together, but you write songs with other people as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But for me, I think I'm what I'm really, really good at in life is writing songs. And, you know, performing them would probably come next. But as a songwriter, I like to write songs by myself because my favorite songs are the songs that come directly and they're very personal to me, you know. And when I co-write a song, I lose a little bit of that.
Yeah,
not that the song's
not good.
It's
just not... It's just not all your song. It's somebody else's influence is part of it as well, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, if I'm going to perform a song, you know, most of the time it's going to be a song that really hits home, you know, for me. And I sing cover songs. I sing Beatles song, All You Need Is Love. You know, I do songs, cover songs, but a lot of times I sing songs that mean something
so,
a lot to me.
Have you worked with any big names?
Big names, yeah. I remember when I met Roger Daltrey from The Who, and 3 days before, my voicemail is the song The Who, Who Are You, and I rap to the beginning of it, and I'm like, I'm not home, and that's a fact, Jack, and it's just the beginning of that Who We Are, and then I met him 3 days later, and the first few seconds that I met him, I was just starstruck because he's classic rock, one of the greatest bands of all time, and but as soon as we started talking about, you know, music and started doing that sort of thing, you know, I totally forgot who I was. And it wasn't until like 2 days later, even today, you know, I'm like, oh my crap. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
That's amazing. So going back to your music, you've released an album already called BVM. And it's got four amazing songs on it, including Broken and Sit Tight, which am I right in thinking they've been featured on MTV?
Yeah, Sit Tight has probably the most notoriety of them all. They've used that quite often on MTV. And I hear from my friends all the time that, you know, they tell me, oh, I heard your song again on MTV. And so most of the times it's hard to even keep up with.
And you've also had music played in VH1, I've read ABC, The Hills and the City. I mean, you're getting your name out there, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of those, some of those are my songs, some of them I co-wrote, and but neither, I mean, the check still comes to me. But
that's the main thing. Excellent. So how do you go about writing a song?
For me, so I've written songs for over 12 years, and I've written so many songs with just the standard tuning. So as I continue to mature as a songwriter, I begin experimenting with alternate tunings. And so for me, I've written so many songs in the same chords and same chord progressions and things that, so when I start writing a song, I always try to come up with something cool, you know, something different melodically on an instrument. And like Broken, it starts off going, you know, it's just, I started off with that and then I start singing off of it. And every chord has its own melody, you know, so you pretty much have a little bit of playing room to just to stay in. And I just start building it. And as I build a little bit of song, you know, I sit back and I listen to it and I decide, you know, oh, I hear this coming up next. You know, this is where I hear, this is what I hear happening next. And then the melody just comes out really simple. For me, melodies are the easiest thing to do. And I'm really good at just coming up with melodies. And then after I sit back with the melody and the structure of the song, then I start trying to make the sense out of the lyrics. You know, I start trying to piece it together. And that's the last thing I do.
I noticed on March the 13th, I was on your MySpace page and you played a gig at the Hard Rock Cafe. And it looked amazing. Was it great fun to play that gig?
Yeah, I have. We got it on high definition video. I met with these. I have a drummer that always plays with me. His name's Robert Russell. And I met these two guys from Alabama, and I just met them. Mm-hmm. I spoke with them over the phone for a long time. We hung out and talked on the email and chatted and stuff like that. So we knew each other very well, but I met them for the first time that day. And then we practiced that day. And so it was pretty amazing. We got together and we played like 7 or 8 songs and then we played at Hard Rock Cafe. We did so well that the GM of the place asked us to come back anytime we wanted to, you know? But we had just met that morning and practiced that morning for the first time. And but the show went phenomenal. It was over 300 people there. The place was completely packed out.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite live song you like playing?
A favorite live song that I like playing? I do have, actually. Let me play it for you. Let's see.
Okay, on you go.
All right, this is my favorite live song. It's always been.
Is the tuning part of the song?
The tuning is not part of the song. No, the tuning isn't. That's what we'll have to edit. But this song is meant a lot to me over the years, and it's I can always go back to it and, you know, find some solace and during tough times. And it goes like this: little girls got little curls, but I like Oreos. Oreos, the best damn cookie that you ever know.
I like that. That was good. That's
it. Yeah, I mean, through all the hard times in life, you know, I can always go back to little girls got little girls, but I like Oreos.
It's strange because I kind of really want to eat Oreos at this moment in time.
Works. I might have to sell that to Oreo.
So you seem to come from a very musical family. Do you think this helped you? Do you think kind of pushed you towards music?
Well, my dad is a pastor, and we go to a charismatic type church, and so they have drums and bass and guitar and piano and stuff like that. So I always had, you know, the run of the place as a preacher's kid, and so there's all types of instruments over there. So I mean, it was always around me. And so I just had to pick it up and grab it. You know, I had drums, a drum set when I was very little, like 2, 3, 4 years old. My first guitar when I was 4. But my dad, he's not a professional musician. They do sing and play together, but they're not, you know, they never got to the point where they, you know, took it real serious. So, I mean, I think it was a really cool, experience for me because I was available to play these instruments. But at the same time, I was just able to grow naturally. You know, I think it's they call it the Suzuki method or something. where you just grow into your own style, and you're not taught a style, you know.
Excellent. It worked out for you. You know, a lot of kids or a lot of young sort of adults obviously want to try and get into the music industry and, you know, try their hardest, but how did you manage to actually break through into it?
In the music industry, I moved to Nashville. I was in college in 2001, and then I moved to Nashville like 2003, 2002, something like that. And so I've been 6 or 7 years doing it, what I would say is professionally. And because I was out of the garage band thing, and I came here to focus on doing it for a living. You know, that's when I made my decision. You know, I'm going to try to do this to make a living for my life. You know, a lot of it is just, you know, perseverance and you know, just being there and just being a part of it and not giving up, just being tenacious about it. And the majority of people make it because they stick at it, you know, and it's sort of like the last man standing type of routine, you know. And if you're there, you show your face, you keep being there, you keep working hard, and, you know, if you give up, then it's done, you know, but if you keep working hard, it's eventually going to happen. And the laws of reciprocity, you know, you just keep sowing away, you know, you're going to get things, you're going to make things happen with that attitude. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing, especially for me, because I never had anybody giving me a free ride, you know, nobody give me a free ride. I don't have family who knows this guy, whatever. You know, it was just me coming out here working really hard, doing straight from scratch, you know, and that's really tough, but it's really rewarding, and you know that you did it on your own.
How do you think you managed to get such a huge following? I mean, you've got, like, as you said, 30,000 fans, you know, on MySpace. Do you think the internet has been, you know, has it helped you?
This, with the internet and American Idol and all these quick ways to get to where you need to go, it's sort of a balance out from, you know, it used to be you'd go out and buy CDs when you wanted to hear a band, you'd go out and pay the money to hear them. So now we've sacrificed that, and now people just get the songs for free whenever they want. There's no impulse buying, which is seems like it's a negative thing. But the positive thing that's come from that is people are getting signed, getting recognition just by putting their, you know, their videos up on YouTube and putting their songs up on MySpace, and that's all free. You know, so it's like you give up, you sacrifice selling your albums and making money that way because people are getting it for free, but at the same time, you're getting millions and millions of fans and plays and all types of stuff, and totally on your own. I don't have a record label. I got my songs on MTV and NBC, and, you know, I've got them up on Pandora and all these things, and just by myself, you know. I've met with CEOs of big record labels and all these sort of things, but doing it through the internet, and you don't need these big guys to come in. No record label is going to sign you unless you're already out there doing it on your own and they come beside you. And you don't even want a record label unless that's the case, you know, until you can do it on your own and where you really don't even need a record label. So, I mean, MySpace and Facebook and YouTube, I feel like I could do more. You know, I could put more videos up. I could put more songs up and things like that. So the sky's the limit, you know, with the internet.
I think actually, you know, saying something that's quite profound, because I think it used to be ages ago, bands, record deals was like the holy grail. But there's you. You're doing all this by yourself. You're, you know, fairly successful. And as you said, you can go higher and higher and you don't have a record label. So I think the onus nowadays means, you know, you maybe don't need a record label anymore. You know, I think there's a change in the way the music industry is going to be in the future.
I mean, for me personally, I would go record deal just because it's the way my mind is scatterbrained. I have probably a pretty bad case of attention deficit disorder. So, I mean, to be able to categorize it all and put people that know what they're doing, you know, and, you know, that you can find that at an independent label. An independent label would be really amazing for a developing artist, you know, because they can spend more time with you. They'll put you on the, you know, on the front of their priority list. And if you get thrown into a record deal with, you know, the biggest record, you know, Universal or something, then your chances are even, you're still, I think that they said 1 in 22 people that get signed to a single record label. Like if Universal sold, signed 22 people, only one of those people would get to the place that they wanted to, type thing. So, I mean, your odds after you get signed are still really hard. You still have to work really hard. It's not over. You know, it's just the beginning.
Right. So, what's the plans for the future for yourself?
Well, the biggest thing for me right now is developing my live performance, and I feel like I'm at a good level, but I want to go to the next level, and you know, I want to start getting, you know, amazing equipment, amazing players, you know, picking the amazing songs for a set, you know, a great set, and putting an album together. So I think for me, the short-term goal is my live performance. Yeah. My ultimate long-term goal, I think, for me is just to have an album of my best, greatest songs that I've written up to date and that are, you know, finished, ready to go. And then start performing it and start selling it. That's it. That's it.
Do you have, you know, a song that nobody's heard before that you could give us a snippet of?
A snippet? Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, wait. What's it called first?
Riff Raff?
Riff Raff, okay.
Riff Raff. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is one of my favorite songs, one of most people's favorite songs that I play recently. It's a new song.
Would people have heard this, or would your fans have heard it, or is this new to them at the moment?
It's pretty new. I don't think a lot of people have heard it. Majority of people haven't heard it.
Okay, take it away.
All right. If I could hang the moon, I would hang it just for you, my love. I know that's what you like. I notice whatever makes you laugh. Not just any old riffraff. But let's run away to a secret place with no tears streaming down your face. But let's run away to a secret place where no tears stream down your face. Ooh.
That was impressive. That's a great song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Wow, that's really good. Thank you very much for the exclusive.
Very cool.
Well, so what does Brian Van Meter like to do in his days off?
Oh my goodness. I'm about as lazy as a Labrador. but my favorite things to do are on a sunny day is to lay out in the sun and like swimming, like bicycling. I love playing basketball with the neighborhood kids. They're probably half my age, so it's easy to dominate. But those are probably the things. I love staying home. I love spending nights with my wife Crystal, watching movies. We're big fans of Disney movies and just childish fun movies, you know. Yeah, so I mean, I just enjoy being young and enjoying my youth while I am still young. I'm in 20s, but that was probably my favorite thing. I love being home. I love popcorn and cookies and running to the Dairy Queen to get a Blizzard. If you look at my page, you can see I'm pretty thin guy, and I can eat whatever I want, so enjoy eating the junk food while I can.
Really? So you mentioned that, you know, there's a photo on your website. Where is this website? Where can listeners, you know, find out about your music and listen to more of it?
Well, I think probably the two biggest places to find me is for my music would be the MySpace, Brian Van Meter, and then Facebook, if you want to follow me more day to day. And my Facebook is also facebook.com/Brian Van Meter, and as well as myspace.com/Brian Van Meter. But I would definitely add both, but come see me on Facebook, spend more time there.
Excellent. So, Brian, what advice would you give to unsigned artists out there?
Oh, me, break into the music business. To not to? No, I'm just kidding. If you're better than me, which is probably likely, just keep playing in your room. Don't come out much. Just let me try to handle this, and y'all stay in the room. Now, I would, just keep writing. Just keep doing what it is that you love. And I think for me, it seems as you get older, you want to be able to keep your priorities straight. And music and that sort of thing is a great hobby. If you can do it for a living, it's awesome. It's an extremely hard business. It's a business, you know. It's just like any other business. It's a very hard business. But the priorities are, you know, taking care of your family, taking care of the ones that you love, and working. You know, make sure you're working hard. Don't be slack. Be proactive and tenacious. And if you can, you know, find a job, work real hard, and do the music as something to get you out of that. But it's always good to, make sure that you keep your priorities in line, you know?
Right, well, that's great advice. Thanks for that. Okay, so we're going to play your song, Broken. Do you want to introduce this song for us?
Broken. For you, my heart is broken. It was a song I wrote on this EP that you can get on iTunes called BVM. And it's probably one of the funnest upbeat songs I have on the album. You could play it over and over. It makes a great ringtone. But it's a really fun, great song, and it's interesting to get the lyrics and to read along with it. This song is Broken by Brian Van Meter.
These are the words I've spoken. See, my heart is broken. Talking about the things you wish you said. Talk's cheap and the words are meaningless. There's no reason why we can't enjoy the day. Hope comes when there's no one left to save. And the secret's out about you. Never heal right, it's broken. Now stay with
Thank you for listening to the summer special, even though it probably wasn't any different from any other show, but it's great to give it a name. Next week, we're going to have music from Luke Leifield, The Sharp Knees, and Jenny Backstrom. Also, on next week's show, we're going to have an interview with rock supergroup Ocean Colour Scene. And until then, if you want to keep up to date with what's going on in the world of unsigned bands, head over to www.therewindpodcast.com. And if you yourself want to submit a track to the show, send it to rewindpodcast@googlemail.com. Until then, thanks for listening.